inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Tired of looking at bare ground? Maybe it's hard to stay on top of those weeds multiplying in your flower beds. I'm Matt Miller, and in this week's edition of Garden Talk, Master Gardener Ed Byarski has some hints for laying down a mulch.
A mulch is basically something we're putting, I suppose, a non-living cover over the ground, and that may be used to inhibit weeds, weed growth. It might be used to conserve moisture. I mean, this year, particularly as dry as it's been, that's a good thing. So we don't have to water quite so much. It may also serve to be a nice-looking appearance rather than just bare soil in between trees and shrubs. Makes for a neater-looking garden, particularly ornamental garden. But there's a lot of different kinds of mulches that we might choose.
And what are they, and how would they be useful?
Okay, so for most of the mulches, you want long-term durability. I always hear, oh, I want low-maintenance gardening. So that may very well be using a heavy-duty, woven, porous landscaping fabric. And then on top of that, so that's one layer of mulch, upon which we might add bark, wood chips, which do kind of break down. And the disadvantages of that is you may end up getting stuff, seeds, blowing in, whether it be alders, buttercups, dandelions, and other stuff, that will root in the breaking down bark mulch on top of the plastic mulch. Where we may also use, some folks will use a gravel. You could put gravel on top of the fabric. That would look good, easier to pull out some weeds that may seed themselves into, and essentially rake it over once a year, and you're pretty much good to go. A new favorite of mine, I guess, for the past 3 or 4 years has been cardboard, and I'm using a lot of cardboard as the layer on top of the soil, and this can go around fruit trees, berry bushes, in the landscape, and then usually wood chips on top of that, whether that be the store-bought bark mulch or the stuff that the guy is doing the trimming will deliver, and that slowly breaks down, which actually benefits the soil. The cardboard breaks down within 1 to 2 years, and then you can turn in the breaking down wood chips and improve the soil, where otherwise having that plastic barrier in between doesn't serve so well.
But you wouldn't necessarily want to use that for, like, an ornamental garden or something that you're going to have on display, right?
Well, I might. If we're using a permanent plastic mulch around ornamental stuff, then we've got to think about, okay, are we going to cut we're cutting holes to plant through that that material. And then, so maybe you want to add some plants. So now you're going to have to pull back the top layer of mulch, whatever the decorative stuff is, to cut holes and then replace that. Where if you've got, especially with perennials, which may become bigger and bigger and bigger clumps, then you may almost have to cut a bigger and bigger hole to accommodate that growth. Now, for trees, that can work pretty well, and you know it is going to be a long-term application. But again, if you're using a biodegradable layer like the cardboard, then we can add material on top, and we are effectively improving soil as this stuff breaks down, which we are not able to do otherwise. And again, if we want to add fertilizer, compost, and that sort of thing, again, if we've got a couple of organic layers there, we do more soil improvement. It's easier to do soil improvement. Let's put it that way.
Okay. I guess when I was thinking ornamental gardens, I was thinking kind of like the Japanese variety that might have gravel or sand and that sort of thing.
Sure. And that in a place like that where you have, especially you'll have usually bigger spaces in between. And again, if you've got, if you're not growing plants out in there, yeah, if you've got a rock and stone garden and people want a low maintenance, well, that's pretty low maintenance. You can allow a tasteful amount of moss to grow on your rocks. And again, you rake the gravel of various different grades of gravel, which is available here in town. So you can make the mulch be a garden feature, really, as opposed to being something that's just utilitarian to conserve the moisture and keep the weeds down.
Okay, Ed Byerski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
That was Master Gardener Ed Byerski. Garden Talk is a weekly feature that airs every Thursday on KTOO's Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. If you miss the broadcast, you can sign up for the podcast on our website. And do you have a question about garden and yard care, even grass lawn care? Ask away at our website at ktoo.org/gardentalk. We'll try to answer it in an upcoming segment. Temper them with prayer and song. Mother Earth.